step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.
Welcome to Scout Trout Radio, home of the elite next college student-athlete. Tonight, we're going to be talking about Florida State football, a lot about Coach Willie Taggart. I've learned a lot about him the last few days since we left Florida State. It's pretty crazy that people don't expect them to really win this season. Because in my opinion, Jimbo Fisher also inherited a 7-6 ball club his first season as a head coach with no head coaching experience and was able to lead them to a 10-win season and I believe an ACC championship his first year. So I kind of see the same thing happening with Coach Tiger here just because of who he got to learn under throughout his early career. Coach Willie Taggart was spent most of his tutelage under Coach Jim Harbaugh. Coach Jim Harbaugh recruited him actually to come play quarterback at Western Kentucky University, where he finished fourth overall for the Walter Payton Award, which is given to the best offensive player in college football. That right there in itself is impressive that he's done it at a high level. That was the 1AA level at the time. Western Kentucky wasn't Division I yet. And they did win a national championship, though, in 2002. At the FCS level, he remained, after he was done playing at Western Kentucky, he remained there as an assistant coach and learned a lot under Jim Harbaugh and his father, because Jim Harbaugh's father was the head coach of Western Kentucky, and Jim Harbaugh was there as an unpaid assistant while the quarterback of the Indianapolis Colts. So Jim Harbaugh got to teach Willie Taggart a lot of his style, a lot of how he recruits, because he's a really good recruiter too. Both are known for that. So it's going to be very interesting this season at Florida State, just to see that mentality of coaching brought there with the amount of talent they've been able to amass. I was looking back, they've had the top in 2015, 16, and 17, they had the top. They were in the top five in recruiting in the country, and top three, I believe, for recruiting classes. They slipped off a little bit after because of the coaching change, but they still were in the top 10. But most of those five-star guys are going to be playing this year. DeAndre Francois is healthy, so they're going to have a quarterback. And then Blackman's got experience under his belt from last year. Sacked a lot, you know. Hung on to the ball too long. I got to witness some Florida State's games last year and, you know, made a lot of freshman mistakes. That does not mean there wasn't talent around him. That does not mean he's not talented and not going to maybe end up starting this year again. But hopefully he learned from his mistakes and, you know, grew over the offseason, which obviously he most likely did, because I heard there's a quarterback competition too at FSU. But DeAndre Francois is the leading candidate right now. A little bit more about Willie Taggart. After, you know, Coach Harbaugh left to go to Stanford and take the Stanford head coaching job, that is when Willie Taggart was the running backs coach there. So he brought Willie with him as the running backs coach. And he coached the Heisman Trophy runner-up that year in Toby Gerhart, who won the Doak Walker Award, which is the best running back in the nation. Toby Gerhart was a big power back, you know, great. You know, that was one of my favorite backs in college. He was a downhill runner, ran through a lot of people, ran over a lot of people, could catch the ball, could do a lot. Andrew Luck was his quarterback. But then Willie took over at Western Kentucky in 2010 and was able to help break a 26-game losing streak in his first season. When it was all said and done, he ended up leading the Hilltoppers to two straight bowl appearances and winning seasons. So he built that program back up at the D1 level now. We have to remember this isn't FCS ball anymore. He's coaching Western Kentucky, which is a hard place to recruit for in the beginning, and brought them to where they were after we've seen them winning a lot. So they went 2-7-5 two seasons in a row and went to two bowls. And then he also built the University of Southern Florida to its first 10-win season in school's history. So there's a lot of winning tradition and a lot of building there, a lot of being able to go into a place that was losing, struggling in certain areas, and be able to fix it real fast. That shows a lot of character, a lot of resiliency in the head coach going into Florida State this year. Now, I was looking at some top 40 players, top that. Florida State always has a lot of speed, always has a lot of talent because they get to pluck from the talent-rich Florida football pool for high school players is unbelievable. I get players left and right every year out of Florida that went overlooked or got missed and that, you know, are at the D1 level skill-wise. So looking at it, knowing that Coach Taggart has a lot to work with, he has a lot of returning players this year. Looking over at collegefootballtoday.org, College Football Today made a bold prediction saying that FSU will be battling with Clemson for the 2018 ACC Atlantic title. This is a bold prediction compared to most previews that I have gone through. But following last year's 7-6 record, 3-5 conference overall, horrific season. I mean, I watched some of the trash displayed on that offensive line. I mean, I'd yell to cut them all, put my hand in the dirt, and just bulldoze through them fools because they were not blocking. But they blamed a lot on the offensive line and a lot on Blackman throwing interceptions and this and that. Well, it takes a whole unit to work together, and they just weren't working together as a unit. You know, even if sometimes they blocked good, then he wouldn't throw a good pass or this or that or leave the pocket too early or blah, blah, blah. So I watched a little bit about it. That's why QB training is critical early on if you want to be a successful college QB, knowing college style systems. They're also throwing out there that going from a pro style attack and recruiting that those type of players, you know, they have pro style players, and now Willie, they're saying, is going to come in and change it to a, you know, speed, up tempo, spread attack, high energy, high paced, keep the defense on their heels, you know, quick snaps. I like that type of football because it's about reading and reacting a lot of times, playing off of the defensive coverage and matchup ball and stuff like that, knowing your opponent, knowing your defense, knowing their alignment. If they line up this way, all right, we're going to run this play. If they run up this way, we're going to run this play. You know, it's a mismatch game, and it creates mismatch for you, and Florida State has the athletes that you want to create the mismatches with. So him seeing that off the rip is like really impressive to me, instead of the opposite, like it is to collegefootballnews.com, whoever you are, we don't know. It's really just casting blame all over the place. And when you look at it, it's just basics. They're going to be good this year, if you look at the recruiting classes and stuff like that. SFU seems like a far-reaching candidate for the college football playoff. This is on collegefootballtoday.org. However, according to ESPN's Phil Steele, the Seminoles are likely to make a surprise playoff run. Phil Steele is on the same page as Scout Trout. Dun, dun, dun. While many would call the loss of Jimbo Fisher to Texas A&M a major setback for the Seminoles, FSU's AD Stan Wilcox is incredibly optimistic about incoming head coach Willie Taggart. In fact, Taggart was ranked in the top 40 head coaches at the FBS level by Athlon Sports. Even going so far to say that, he should have no trouble elevating Florida State back into contention for the ACC title in the near future. What's more, they have some of the best recruiting classes seen in the past 4 years. Like I said, top 10. That's just reiterating that. Two or three of the years, they were top three. Key players, Jaden Woodby, freshman DB. Naquan Murray is a senior leadership at wide receiver. And who they're going to throw to. He had a lot of yards last year. He really stepped up and played well. So, and then we got Leonard Warner III as a sophomore linebacker. I really like his speed. He's going to be a leader on the defense. He was a highly recruited player. DeAndre Francois and James Blackman. Obviously, the quarterback position is up in the air, supposedly. You know, we're going to see where that pans out. It's going to be a battle in camp. There's also another quarterback in camp who's really good, who's going to get his shot as well. Try to remember his name here. Auden Tate is gone. But Naquan Murray led the team in receiving yards last year. So that's going to be huge, like I said, for Naquan Murray to step up big again this year. Best running back, best backfield, you know, I think, arguably in college football with Cam Akers and Jaquez Patrick. They combined for 1,800 yards last year and 14 scores, with a so-called bad line. But, you know, I learned, you know, a line can be really good at run blocking and just not good at pass blocking. If you're weak at, if you're, you know, inside heavy at center and guard, you can, you know, open holes up there, but you're not, you don't have, you know, guys on the outside to tackle that can move very well, then you're going to get beat, you know, pretty quick to the outside. And, you know, there's a lot going to the offensive line and defensive lines, but the twisting and stunting that I just watched myself do in the game back in the day at the linebacker, the MAC linebacker position is like pretty much a linebacker. I mean, a D lineman, because you blitz every play, so you have to play off the big guys. But getting to see that up front really helped me learn a lot about playing in the box and being physical. But the, you know, that's one thing Florida State's known for, is having a great running attack, a great run game. Historically, Florida State's supposed to win the ACC. Clemson has really come on lately as the power in the ACC. We are going to cover them. I'm going to go over some of the stuff that I learned at Clemson. They're supposed to be a juggernaut this year. I think FSU, Miami, schools like that are going to have something to say about it. South Carolina is in the SEC, but they're looking good this year. You know, college football today has a lot of good top 25 teams in the ACC that are going to be legit. Duke looks good this year, too. They're always well-coached players. You know, it's going to be real good. But college football, say, in conclusion, with a healthy DeAndre Francois, in addition to second-year players James Blackman and Cam Akers, you know, it's always good to have a backup quarterback, especially if something happens with a spotty line again to Francois, you know. It's always good to have somebody in place that has experience. So that's why we listed him as, you know, a key player. FSU has one of the best young backfields in the NCAA. With such a powerful offense and a defense rebuilding itself on speed and athleticism, not to mention an outstanding recruiting class, the Seminoles are setting themselves up to be highly successful in the coming seasons, if not this coming fall. They got some really good recruits, got a lot of good recruiting classes. This year, they've been recruiting well. Coach Taggart's known from that. Like I said, he learned behind some of the best, giving you a little history on them. So Florida State, I think, is going to do some big things this year in the ACC. I think that they will be in a bowl game. If they win the ACC, BCS berth. If they don't, they come in second, I think they'll end up most likely in like a Cotton Bowl scenario or something like that.
There's so many bowls today. It's unbelievable. But there, we'll say that, you know, that's my prediction as Scout Trout from seeing what they got. Their hype videos on collegefootballtoday.org and my video. It's really good footage. This year, I think in all, if Coach Taggart can get the boys to play that spread offense correctly and learn how to play it quickly and effectively, I think they got a real possibility of reaching the Final Four. Thank you once again for listening to Scout Trout Radio. We are on the road. Next up, I will cover Clemson and what we listened to and experienced there. The video is on YouTube already of us at Clemson. I talked a little bit and we showed off the Clemson, the beautiful Clemson facilities, and talked about the schedule. We already covered UGA, and I will be covering University of Maryland football tomorrow. Who knows what will happen tomorrow in College Park, Maryland, home of the Terrapins, Angry Turtles, Heroes in a Hat Shell, Turtle Shell.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.